5:06 on the Aaron Keck Show, 97.9 The Hill. AJ filling in for Aaron Keck today. And, of course, we've been talking about it all week and the celebration that's happening this weekend right here in Chapel Hill. It is the Near and Far Week here on 97.9 The Hill because this weekend it's the Near and Far Festival. We're going to be celebrating global culture within Chapel Hill, and it's taking place this Sunday from 1 to 5 Sunday afternoon at the 140 West Plaza on Franklin Street. Join our community's culture groups for international food offerings, music, dance, and other art performances suitable for all ages. You can get full details at nearandfarchapelhill.com. And to help the celebration, we're going to be showcasing some of the amazing local artists, performers, and exhibitors. We've been doing that all week right here on 97.9 The Hill. And today, being joined by Ryan Dial Stanley, he's going to be exhibiting his deerskin paintings at the Near and Far Festival. And I know I was telling you during the break, before we came on air, that I've been told by several people that you were one of the crowd favorites last year at the first Near and Far Festival, which I'm shocked that you actually didn't know.
No.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, he's like,
that's
oh,
what everybody's been saying.
Yeah, he came in, he's like, I was like, yeah, people loved you. And you're like, wow, okay, didn't know that, but that's awesome to know. And now I'm like, well, now you have pressure to be even better this year. So first off, tell us about yourself and how you kind of got into doing the deerskin paintings.
Yeah, so I'm Native American. I'm from the Lumbee tribe in North Carolina, and I go to school at UNC Chapel Hill. And I got into it kind of, you know, I didn't really think I'd be doing it this much. I usually focus more in the performing arts. So for years, I've been a Native American flute player. I do Native American storytelling and speaking events. And I really didn't mess with any of the visual arts. I actually have a twin sister who... that's all her skill set. She makes clothes, does beadwork, and all kinds of visual arts. But one day, a couple years ago, I got into hide painting. I wanted to kind of try some more traditional arts that aren't done as much. It just so happened I had a few deerskin hides at my house that I wasn't using, and I was just thought to myself, huh, I could probably paint these and do traditional style, and gave it a shot. Turned out pretty well. And for years, I've been traveling across the state, again, performing my flute playing and storytelling and speaking, and I thought doing the deer hide painting would be a great way to bring in an interactive activity, seeing how as I go to so many schools and libraries around here and across the state. So that's kind of how I got into it for the past couple of years.
All right. So tell me, because obviously, since you're using a deer skin to actually paint on, it's not just like you can walk down to the store and buy a sheet of paper and start making art. How do you, the initial parts of the process of getting that prepared to then start painting on it?
Yeah. So I really don't prepare my own deer skin. There's actually many places you can buy it from. There are like Native American trading posts, kind of like anything else. There's one I use called Wandering Bull. It's an LLC company, and they've got a catalog just like anything else. So sometimes deer hides, the whole thing can run for a few hundred, but I've got a great deal where I can actually buy either small pieces or even scrap bags when they use to cut it. So I take scrap bags, trim them up, and it gives me the perfect size to bring to all these different events.
All right, and so when you first start painting on it, what are your first initial steps when you're actually going into it?
Yeah, so when I started my painting, I usually like to have a central idea in mind. One of the first ones I did, I drew an image of a turtle, and I used a lot of other southeastern woodland symbols, which is very different than what people associate with American Indian symbols. It's not teepees, it's not buffaloes, it's things very specific to here. Use a lot of floral design. So I started with that. For some of my basic shapes, such as the turtle, I actually make a stencil beforehand out of some very thick cardstock and paint just the outline. And then I fill in everything else freehanded inside the turtle. And then I do these floral designs, add different flowers that are found naturally here. We use a lot of colors. People don't really know that about Native art. A lot of our contemporary and traditional art, we try to use as many colors as we can because we model things based off what we see in nature. And nature's not just green and earth tones. You know, it's got a lot of vibrant colors, especially here in the eastern part of the country. We have a very thick woodland areas. That's kind of how I get started. I get my design together, and then I play with it from there. And then sometimes if I've been asked to do a very specific design, I usually lean more towards a stencil if it's got very sharp edges. Because you're right, painting on deer skin is very different. It's nothing like canvas. It's nothing like drawing. It's very hard to get sharp edges. but you kind of use that in the art. You know, you use that irregularity, and part of the process is just making what you have look the best.
So specific to this Sunday for the Near and Far Festival, what can people expect when they come out to your exhibit at the festival?
Well, I will say I might be working on something, but the whole point of it is not just for me to work on my stuff. The whole point is to get everybody else involved in it. So I'm going to have tons of pieces of leather, different colors, different sizes, and I'm just going to let people, you know, do whatever they want. I will have some information up set up on my table about North Carolina peoples. I have a couple books on, like I said, the Southeastern symbols. They're very specific to this region. But, you know, it's like any other art. It's all about expression. So I've had people at some events, people have painted Pokemons or a butterfly or a tree, you know, whatever you want. But the whole reason I do this is, again, get people really interested in learning about Native American culture by doing this, you know, interactive activity. And it's something, you know, you can take home, dries pretty fast, and put on your wall or keep it, and you always kind of remember that encounter you had with authentic Native peoples. So if people can just gain that from doing this, you know, remember me and remember, you know, what I look like, that I look different than the media stereotypes you keep seeing, then I will have achieved my goal.
So this weekend, make sure you check out Ryan Dow Stanley's exhibit at the Near and Far Festival, 140 West Franklin Plaza. That is this Sunday from 1 to 5. Ryan, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
News time, 5:13 on the Hill. Coming up in just a few minutes, your traffic and weather together.